It was one of the spookiest, scariest things I'd seen in my entire career, and I'm sorry that I can't reveal any more information about it. I absolutely can't. Wild horseflies couldn't drag it out of me. You know why? Because of the kids. You know where I stand on the issue of scaring the kids, right? I don't mind giving them a little scare now and then. But when we get into the darker, really scary stuff, I just can't bring myself to do it. It could have a bad effect, cause the kids to have nightmares in the night, and even wet the bed. We don't need that. I mean, this world is wet enough without... What? You think you can handle the scary part? You think you're tough enough? Yeah, but what if you're wrong? What happens then? Who's gonna take the blame if you wake up screaming in the night and find a wet spot on your sheets? Okay, tell you what. I'll go on with this, but if you get in trouble, don't blame me. I've got enough problems of my own without... I guess we'll find out. Hang on. Here it comes. Drover and I were so shocked, neither of us could speak or move. We just sat there, frozen in our tracks, staring at this horrible pirate that had come slouching out of the house. And then we heard him speak. Here's what he said, word for word.
"All right, you squids, weigh the mainsail. We sail for Hispaniola on the morning tide."
See, what did I tell you? The guy was a pirate, no question about it, and... Well, have we discussed my position on pirates? Maybe not. I have no use for pirates, none at all. And I go out of my way to avoid them whenever possible. I mean, what kind of person wears a patch over his eye, walks on a wooden leg, and goes around swinging a sword? That's exactly the kind of guy I've always wanted to avoid. So it should come as no surprise that I... That Drover... That we... For a moment, I was frozen by the sheer terror of the moment. I heard a gurgling sound in my throatillary region, a growl that was trying to make its way out of the dark dungeon of my... something. And then, in the eerie silence, I heard the sound of... running water, and I realized, "Run, Drover! Run for your life!" I needn't have bothered telling my nincompoop assistant to run. He was already gone, I mean. He'd vanished in a flash of white and a cloud of dust. The little... I don't know how he does that. And so it was that with the pirate's haunting laughter in my ears, I went to Turbo 5, launched all dogs into the morning breeze, and got the heck out of there. I went roaring around the south side of the yard, bending that big cottonwood tree almost to the ground in the wake of my rocket engines, and set a speed course for the gas tanks. Up ahead, I caught a glimpse of something four-legged and furry walking across my path.
"Out of the way, Pete! I can't stop this thing!"
By making a few quick adjustments in my trajectory program, I was able to... bulldoze our local cat and send him rolling across the gravel drive. Don't get me wrong, I was much too busy to waste time wrecking cats, but, well, on the other hand, opportunity knocks but once, and when it knocks, a guy should do something. Answer the door. Run over the nearest cat. The point is that a dog should never get so busy and preoccupied with the big picture that he passes up a chance to bulldoze a cat. Especially Pete. If it had been any other cat, maybe I would have tried to avoid him, but since it was Pete, hehe. I loved it. But rolling up Pete into a little furry ball and causing him to hiss and yowl was just a momentary pleasure, and it did nothing to change the terribleness and seriousness of my situation. I blew past Kitty Kitty, streaking up the hill, and made a safe landing in front of the security division's vast office complex. There, I switched off the rocket dog program, cut all engines, darted into the building, and took the elevator up to our office on the 12th floor. Maybe you find it hard to believe that our gas tank office had 12 floors, and... okay, maybe it didn't, but nobody's impressed when you tell them that your office is nothing but a couple of gunny sacks beneath the gas tanks. On the other hand, if you tell them I rode the elevator up to the 12th floor, it sounds a whole lot more important. Feeling important is a very important part of being head of ranch security, so I see nothing wrong with, well, adding a little color to the, okay. So maybe there was no elevator and no 12th floor. When I burst into our first floor office, I saw no signs of Drover. And the place was a mess. It appeared that someone had broken into our office and torn it apart. Suddenly, a pattern began taking shape in my mind. The pirates had broken into the office and ransacked it, looking for something. There's no telling what they'd been looking for. Secret blueprints of the jellyfish weapon? Our code books? Maps that showed the locations of every buried bone on the ranch? They might have been looking for any of those items, or all of them. But the really scary thing about the situation was that Drover might have been kidnapped.
Drover!
No answer.
Drover!
No answer. Little termites of fear began crawling up my backbone.
Drover, I know you've been kidnapped. And maybe you're already on a pirate ship. If you can hear me, make some kind of sound and I'll try to save you.
In the eerie silence, I cocked my ear and listened. At first, nothing. Then, in the far, far distance, I heard a tiny voice.
Help!
It was Drover, and yes, my worst fears were confirmed. Confused. Confirmed. My worst fears were confirmed. He'd been kidnapped by a game of bloodthirsty pirates, I should say. And now,
Drover, listen carefully. Continue emitting sounds and I'll try to find you. Be brave, son. If it takes all day, I'll find you. If it takes all week, well, I'll probably give up, so hurry. Help! Good. I'm on the trail now. Again. Help! That's right. Good. Fine. I feel I'm getting closer. One more time. Help!
Using all my instruments, I locked in on the sound and followed it to the source until at last I saw his stub tail sticking out from beneath his gunny sack. I heaved a huge sigh of relief.
Thank goodness, there you are. And Drover, I'm proud to report that you weren't kidnapped after all. Help!
I kicked him on the bohunkus. Hey, I found you, you're safe. You can come out now. The sack wiggled and I saw one big eye peeking out.
Is that you, Hank?
Of course it's me. Against incredible odds, I tracked you down and found you. Come out, we have many things to discuss. And very little time. Drover poked his nose out from under the gunny sack and glanced around.
Hank, that was the scariest pirate I ever saw. What was he doing in the house?
I glanced over both shoulders, just to be sure we weren't being watched. I'm not sure, Drover, but we must prepare ourselves for the worst. It's possible that they've captured the house. Drover gasped.
They? Oh my gosh, you mean?
Yes, Drover. They've stormed the house and taken captives. At this very moment, Sally Mae and Little Alfred are probably tied and gagged. Drover vanished beneath the gunny sack.
Oh my gosh, I think I'll stay in here.
I seized a corner of the sack in my enormous jaws and gave it a jerk, exposing a quivering white ball of dog hair. Drover. Come out at once, and that's a direct order. He glanced around and sat up.
Where are the pirates?
We're not sure, but it's obvious that they've ransacked the office. Look at this place. It's a mess.
Yeah, but it's always a mess. I guess we're just messy dogs.
We don't have time to argue. I began pacing as I often do when my mind is racing. We'll have to assume the worst, Drover. They've stolen all our cipher books, so we'll have to change our codes and give you a whole new code name. From now on, you're no longer Buckwheat.
I thought I was Ringworm.
Your new code name is Jitterbug. And I'll be Laughing Gravy. How does that sound? Drover, that's not funny.
Oops, sorry, I just thought...
Please don't think, just listen. I resumed my pacing. They've stolen all our classified materials, so we must assume that they know everything. They've got our battle plans, codes, blueprints. They know all our secrets, Drover. He let out a moan.
Oh, no! Do you reckon they know about my leg?
I stopped pacing and studied the runt. Your leg? What about your leg?
It's my deepest, darkest secret, and I've kept it hidden all these years.
Yes, yes, go on. We must know the extent of the damage. He was almost in tears.
Well, okay. All these years I've had this deep, dark secret.
Drover, please get to the point. He took a deep breath, then blurted out,
There's nothing wrong with...
Drover wasn't able to finish his sentence. At that very moment, I heard a sound off to my left. Right. I heard a sound, is the point. I whirled around and saw... It was worse than I could have imagined. It was awful. It made every hair on my backbone stand straight up. And it wasn't a turkey.